This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
G'day and welcome to Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio. Local, national and international news, interviews and the latest new releases brought to you by MPR, Manawatu People's Radio. G'day and welcome to Manawatu Metal, Metalheads Radio. This week we were lucky to talk to Lee Kakati from the band Pop Evil, so we're going to be having that interview first up. Then we're going to be playing, because it's Irish Day here in New Zealand, St. Patrick's, we're going to be playing some Irish metal in the form of Primordial, and then we'll have some Irish rock with Thin Lizzy, and finish off the show with some Kiwi metal as we do. But like I said, first off, we're going to have our interview with Lee Kakati. First off, we're going to play the track Paranoid Crash and Burn. That's the first single off the... I believe it's the second single, off the new album Skeletons, which was released today. Then we'll have the interview and then finish it off with A Dead Reckoning, their later single.
Please beware. The voice in your head is a threat.
We'll be right back.
G'day, we're talking with Lee Cicchetti from the band Pop Evil. They're about to release their seventh album, Skeletons, March the 17th. That's just next week, mate. You must be excited about that.
Very excited. About time, right? It always feels like it's a huge journey to finally get this released, and it's always like Christmas, man. So we're stoked. Finally here.
Oh, mate, that's it. I mean, you released the first single from it, Eye of the Storm, way back in April last year. So, that's almost 11 months between drinks.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, it feels like this album's, you know, it's just that new, it's the new landscape that is releasing albums post, you know, so it's different. But, you know, again, you're just blessed to just keep doing it. And, seven albums, like you said, it's who would have thought all those years ago that we'd even have one album. So we're definitely stoked. I mean, I feel like the band's in this awesome new chapter in our journey, and we feel like, you know, we're the best versions of ourselves, and this album certainly blows away anything we've ever done in the past. And we've had a lot of great albums too in the past, not to slam it, but it just feels like this is just different. There's a different energy coaxing through us internally amongst the band members and our team, and it just feels like it's almost like a fresh start, right? And it's a lot of excitement towards the future and, you know, where we're going to take this music and sound and where we'll take the live show. So definitely looking forward to getting started.
Oh, dude, it's a rocking album. I've been lucky enough to have a listen to it, dude. It just goes off, mate. Wanted to touch briefly on the first single, Eye of the Storm, and the lyrical content, because, I mean, dude, you've got a pretty cool message in there.
Yeah. And Eye of the Storm, I mean, it started a lot of these songs, man. Once the music was kind of finished up, or at least a rough version of the music, I just shut my eyes and just tried to explore what I've been kind of burying for the past 3 to 4 years. You know, a lot of emotion, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, like I'm sure a lot of most people around the world, you know, what they were dealing with. And that's what came out, you know. And obviously there's the big storms that we can just turn on the news and see, and, you know, things like that we can't control. But then there's those little individual hurdles that are in all our lives individually, and certainly in mine as well. And it just felt like sometimes, especially during this whole album, that I just needed that little extra bit of motivation musically to remind me that, like, it's all good, man. Like, everyone's dealing with the same stuff, same way I am. And once these songs started to take shape, you just knew they were going to help people. And whenever, you know, we can write music that can make a difference and hopefully add some kind of positivity in someone's life, we never shut out that, man. I mean, to be able to give back in a way musically when doctors, teachers, you know, friends can't, is a huge honor. I mean, we take big responsibility and just trying to do our part. I mean, I think back on even being able to be here. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, you know, the great bands that were there to save us during those tough times. So if we can do that, not only to help other people, but maybe to inspire other bands to keep, you know, keep fighting through and playing rock music or metal, you know, and then, you know, we want to do our part.
Oh, man, it's absolutely fantastic. I love the message myself. I mean, it's great to hear people like yourself talking about these things, because it's something that, you know, you feel alone a lot when you're in your head and everything like that. And then to have people that we look up to talking about these things, it's, you don't feel quite so alone. And it's like, well, maybe my heroes feel like that too. So it's not, you know, and yeah. Look where they are. Look what they're pushing through and what they're doing. You know, it's that one step closer, you know.
Yeah, I think it's important to hear. It's the first interview I've actually heard someone say that. I think that's a great point. You know, I think sometimes, especially for the up and coming new generation of rock star, whatever that means, like it's not so lavish, right? It's not like you make one record or have a number one hit song and the rest of the world knows you. You know, it's a grind. It's very much a grind. So it can be very daunting. And I think when people hear of people that they consider successful or idolize in a way, and they can hear that, you know, we're going through those situations too, I think it's important for more, you know, because there's a lot of fakeness that's just in celebrity in general. It's make it look a certain way, you know what I mean? So it looks all good on the front end, you know. But I think it's important to be honest to the fact that, like, look, we don't always have all the answers. Like, I'm nervous about, you know, my next paycheck sometimes, just like the next person, right? Like, I think it's important to know, or I'm worried about that voice in my head, just like you. Do I want to keep doing this? And I think when you get musical motivation, personally, when I know that I can relate or be healed in a way with some of these songs when they're demos, I know I'm going to be able to really not only sell it on stage, I'm going to be able to deliver it because I believe in it, you know, right? Not only did I write it, but it's something that I've been dealing with and I had to get some healing with, that now when I'm actually hearing your story or that person, that fan you're talking to in a meet and greet, you can honestly be there for them to be like, hey man, you know, I'm depressed where I do leave, but I listen to Eye of the Storm. It's really helped me. I'm like, look, that song helped me just the same, man. And I love hearing you say that. You're right. It just, sometimes it almost takes that right person for you to hear from that and to know they're going through things too. And once you know that they're still all right, they're still pushing through, it does give you a little bit more swagger, confidence to know that, you know, hey, maybe you can weather the storm the same way. And I'm going to get through too, man. I just got to hang in there and I'm going to do it with your music, you know? So it's definitely a huge honor when you can help people like that.
Oh, mate, that's awesome, dude, to hear. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about teaming up with Heart Support, because, I mean, once this whole subject is something that's quite dear to my heart.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just, again, a great opportunity. When great opportunities come up to help, I think that's always been a motivation for us collectively as a band. You know, I think as you get further in your career, there's a lot of things you can do to help. So when you do find ways that you can, you try to jump at those. And, you know, with Heart Support and obviously the cause, but with just being in general, being able to give back and, you know, people dealing with the voices in their head with Paranoid and the weathering the storms that they did with Eye of the Storm, it just felt like a no-brainer. You know, I mean, anything we can do to give back and bring more awareness to the cause, I think was just, it just filled our heart, man. Like, that's what we want to do. And I think sometimes people forget, just because you're in a rock or metal band and we all wear black all the time, that we're not kind. Like, just because I wear black and I'm, you know, in a rock band doesn't mean I don't want to be nice to people, you know? And it's always nice to kind of, you know, get to the opportunity. Don't come up. And so when we do, and this was a great one, and just really honored to have been a part of it.
Oh, mate, that's fantastic, man. And I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's like we've had a lot of flack as metalheads and rockers over the years. Everybody say, like you say, we're black and, you know, that we're all into drugs and alcohol and all that sort of crap. But, you know, it's not that. And it's things like, I love what like Sully Erna does with his foundation and things like that, you know, just giving back and helping the youth that are coming up, you know, and raising them up, because, dude, this world isn't getting any lighter at the moment, and we need any light that we can get.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, we have a choice of this generation. You know, we're all a part of this generation to leave our mark, you know, and it's already, you know, there's obviously things we can't control, but we can control what we can control. And, you know, if you can bring that positive energy to that, get back, whether it's to your neighbor, just being kind, caring, you know, it just, we're people, man. Like, I know this is the music business. We're all, the people label us, we're, are we rock? Are we metal? Are we alt? Are we pop? Are we, you know, it's just like, dude, we're human beings, man.
That's
we're
right.
Making art. It doesn't have to be that complicated. I don't understand. You know, people ask me all the time and I'm like, look, dude, I'm not trying to bullshit you and give you this big philosophical thing to try and make it look cool. It's simple, man. Like the longer we go, the less I'm going to try to overthink it. Like, it's simple. It's fun, man. I got into music when I was 12 years old. I've been playing shows and bands since I was 12, and I'm still doing it. You know, I'm honored at that level. Some people would say success, but true success to me is giving back, man. Like, trying to find those moments, writing the music that's going to make a difference, not only with people around the world or people that are listening, but to my short term people, my family members, my short immediate friends that are in my circle that still look to me as a leader, as a role model, to give them, you know, musical, releases, right? Whether it's just like, hey man, I needed that smile today, or I needed to throw my horns up and scream or break a window in a mosh pit. Like, I mean, whether it's that or whether it's like, man, I had a song you did from years ago, because I remember when we used to go to the bar together and we used to, like, even if it's almost nostalgia, right? And at some point, seven albums, you have this new climb that the band's still continuing to grow and climb, but we have nostalgia now as well. You have those fans that have been with us for a long time and who love that they're linked to you. And, you know, we see this all the time with the bands, you know, that have been around from the 80s and 90s and our legacy bands. You know, it's not so much that we love that band as much anymore as we love our attachment to our life in that moment to what we were doing when we were listening to that song and that music. So it's, you know, when you have a little bit of that now that you're experiencing on the front lines with your own band and your own music, it really humbles you and takes you back to just remember really what's important at the core and why you're really doing this. And, you know, like you said, to get back and to write music, to constantly be trying to better yourself, because that's the true competition, right? When it's all said and done, Am I going to remember if I was better than the next band that was right next to me that I'm competing with? Or am I going to remember looking back at my catalog going, wow, it was great to see a song that I wrote from the beginning I never would have written now. You know, so when you see you're able to take your vocal in different places, you're able to take your melody, you're able to take your arrangements and still make it pop evil where people are still going to come see you play. It's pretty humbling, and brings you back real kind of rock you to just be like, wow, like this is real cool. This is part of that musical journey of why we wanted to do this, right? Like, sure, I mean, you want to be successful, you want to make enough. We never wanted to necessarily get rich. We just want to make enough money to keep doing it, right? But yeah. We never got into this for that fame or that. Always just wanted to play music and, you know, for whoever wanted to listen. I mean, we're from Michigan again, blue collar, right? It's paycheck to paycheck every week. So we never had no money. We never had any of that flash. We don't need the, you know, that private jet. We didn't need that lavish steakhouse. We don't need that stuff, man. Give me a bologna sandwich in a Walmart parking lot. We're ready to rage. Like it doesn't matter to us. We don't care. Like it's just, you know, give me a black hoodie that's, you know, $5. Let's go. Like, we just wanted to rage. We wanted to throw down, and we wanted to kind of congregate with the people that understood. They weren't judging. They're just, again, not overthinking it. It's just like, if it feels good, let the music take over, man. It's almost like the 70s when, you know, you see all those videos of Woodstock, right? It's not like people staring at the artists. They were just living their life in the moment, right? They were vibing that energy that it just, it's almost like radiation, right? Then that music takes over. It just, boom, it radiates right through you, and you don't even know why, but you start bawling. You start smiling. You don't even know why, because it's powerful, you know? And I think that the more you overthink that or try to put it on a pedestal, or this band's better than the next or better than the next, it loses the value of what it really is, man. The beautiful thing about music is there's so many great, talented people out there, and there's so many great styles of music that make it, and we're all hodgepodge of stuff that we might have heard from the past or something we might have heard at the moment. It's just, that's what I think makes it so beautiful. It's like we're all people at the end of the day, right? Like we're all trying to intermix and intermingle and find our way amongst a species of people who are full of hate these days, you know? And it doesn't have to be that, but it's just like, look, man, it's music, it's fun, and hopefully, you know, we get it. Not everyone's going to like pop evil, but we just want to play for the 1% of people that want to enjoy it, man. And that's our place, and we have to be content with that. And you know, we're definitely excited about this next evolution, which we feel is like our best effort out. So hopefully, obviously, you know, it'll add to that 1% of fans, and you know, keeps us going on to the next. So definitely stoked.
I'm at 22 years, dude. You know, it's a while now. It's an awesome legacy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Brilliant, mate. So you've got a few guests on the album. There's a dude called Zillion. Is that a band or a dude?
Yeah, it's the guy, but he also has a band. You know, I've been working with Zillion for the past 2 or 3 years. So, you know, he's just, I love giving back to other bands that are kind of, you know, getting started. You know, we have a great, great, great fan base that's very open to, you know, finding out about new artists. So I'm always down when I get the opportunity to, you know, try to find the bands that really can, you know, entertain our audience, you know, and Zillion is he's incredible. I mean, his energy, his youthfulness, he's just a lot of fun, man. And then we had an opportunity. He wanted me to write on a song on his album. And I said, look, I got one on mine. Why don't we just trade and see where it goes, you know? And if nothing, no big deal. We'll just move on. And the energy was just very organic, very natural. And, you know, the song that him and I did on his really did well for him. And, you know, this one just, it had that kind of hip hop rock vibe that just really was just, it screams him in a way. So he just was the perfect fit for it. And he crushed it. He just nailed it on the track. So definitely excited about having him out. And he's going to, I think, go to Europe with us. So we're going to play with him there. And he was on our tour as well last summer. So he's just a great guy. And he's still climbing. So he's got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of work still ahead of him. But hopefully he'll be able to get your way sooner than later. And he's got to just put the time in, you know?
Oh, mate, that's absolutely fantastic. Because you've got Devour of the Day as well and Fit for a King as well. I mean, dude, it must be cool bringing in other artists to join with.
Yeah, I mean, always a lot to learn from another artist, especially another frontman. You know, they do it the way they record, the way they deliver their vocal. It's always interesting to see how someone else does the same thing you're doing, right? Because it is the same, but it's not. So it was just awesome. And both of those, you know, of course, Blake from Devour of the Day and Kirby from Fit for a King, they're both so talented and they're legends in their own way. Certainly two frontmen that I look up to. And it was just great to have them. on the track, and they certainly add an element of fun on this album that, again, make this album clearly the best Pop People album you'll ever experience, just because there's a swagger on this album that kind of stems from who we are off the stage. And I think that goes with the class too. I mean, the stronger and more confident you are as a person in the real world, the more that comes out, on any recorded version of anything you do. So I think that just that alone led to the fun element, the way the bounce, the energy bounce that where the guitars are attacking the drum tones. There's just so many elements I could talk to, but make this album a little more fun and enjoyable. And we were just having a blast in the studio making it.
Oh, it's great to hear a big rock, guitar album again. I was talking to a friend of mine last week on a different radio show, and the Extreme song, the new Extreme song that's just come out, and it was like Nanu come out with that guitar solo, and it was like, here, where are all our rock gods gone, And it was so cool to see him back, and, with a rock song that had this awesome lead on it. It was like, dude, that's what we're looking for. That's what we need again. It was, we've been missing that for quite a while.
Yeah. Sometimes, like you said, I mean, it's great to go back and add those elements that you didn't even realize that you missed, whether it's a solo or a different guitar tone or drum sound. And it's it makes it fun, man. And it's great to kind of give back or playfully, get at your favorite bands and be like, hey, when are you going to do some of that again? Or when are you going to mix that up and do this? And it's fun for us, So from a social media standpoint, now more than ever, we're able to hear those things or read them, differently at a more, quicker pace. I personally don't read a ton just because I try my best to stay away from social media as much as possible. But it's a big part of it. Yeah. It's a part of it. Like, we have to be involved, and it's awesome to hear the fans when they're living your brand, right? They're living everything day and day about not only your music but your content. They're absorbing it all, and they're it's part of their life. So it's exciting, and being more into that social media scene is definitely something, we're constantly trying to do more of, and it's become a big part of the way a musician and how you run your business. So it's definitely important, and it's awesome when it works the right way, and you can actually, get that feedback from your fans right away, and they, they're so supportive, and 99.9% of the fan base is supportive, so it's just, you gotta walk that line carefully. But it's awesome when you can throw it back to some old school sounds and stuff that you've done and then you miss. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, man, that's fantastic. Well, we've only got a few moments left with you, but first off, you got a show coming up next week, A Night with Pop Evil. Is that like a release show? That's like the night.
Yeah, it's for our hometown. So we want to, we always do stuff a little different for them just because they've been with us from the very, very, very beginning. So, it's a great opportunity to do some acoustics, a very intimate show. I think it's only pulls 300. So it's going to be very intimate, and it's a chance to kind of ease us back in and not only just play the show, but we can hang out with some of our close friends and family and give them the hugs that we need to be. So when we leave, when we leave to start the album cycle, it's a 2-year process. So it's a long time. So you starting there kind of does a lot of stuff emotionally to kind of prepare us for the journey, and to get those hugs and to see those old friends and to play the songs for the first time and let them get the album for the first time is important to any band. So we're definitely looking forward to it.
Oh, man, that's brilliant. So any chance of you guys getting down to Australia, New Zealand again soon?
Yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it. So hopefully, it's definitely been brought up. So hopefully sooner than later. We had so much fun, and the tour was it was so incredible. Our first time ever to Australia, and all the people that came out to see us, it was just, it was overwhelming to know that we even had such a big fan base in Australia. So now that we've tasted it, we got to get back. And the pandemic, again, has slowed it all down. So we're hoping that on this album, especially, we want to be back there. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Oh, mate, that's absolutely fantastic. Well, I'll let you go on one last question, and that is words of advice for young musicians.
Yeah, best advice, man, is just run your race, man. Like don't shortchange yourself on those little goals that you make. You got to set realistic goals. Obviously, set the big one, right? You want to sell out the big arena or stadium, sure. But you want to do realistic goals. Like, hey, this first week, I want to make sure that we record our first single. Maybe we're going to do 2 songs, right? And then once you get 2 songs, you push that. When you go to that tour, maybe you befriend, you say you play that first show in Adelaide, then you're in Sydney, maybe befriend that local band in Sydney. And then, now their fan base, and Sydney is your fan base in Adelaide, right? Like, so you're able to kind of keep that. And then, oh, then next thing you know, you guys are playing in Melbourne, you're going through Melbourne. So it's like, you know, you want to befriend anybody in your local area that you can build, like you can become that big fish in the small pond, so to speak, right? You start building a network of people, because no record label or big break doesn't mean you don't have to still not work. You have to work, and you have to always be networking and meeting people that, you know, can bring things to not only your band, but you can bring stuff to them. So I'd say you just got to be willing to grind, man. You got to make that sacrifice. And if you really want it, because everyone says they do, you got to prove it with your actions, man. You got to know you do, because you got to get out there and tour. And that's the best way you're going to really win over your crowd. And people got to see you live, and they got to know that, wow, that was awesome. I want to come back and see him. So that's my best advice.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome to Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio. Local, national and international news, interviews and the latest new releases brought to you by NPR Metal or Two People's Radio. Okay, and being that it's St. Patrick's Day in New Zealand, we have decided we're going to be playing some Irish metal. At this point, we're going to be playing some Primordial. First off, we're going to have the track Where Greater Men Have Fallen, and then we're going to go straight into To Hell or the Hangman. We'll be right back. Manawatu Metal Heads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR Manawatu People's Radio.
Deep within, I'll stand in hell.
These guys do in fact actually have quite long tracks, so we are going to have to limit ourselves to only four tracks for this section. Coming up now we have the track The Coffin Ships, and then we finish it all off with Stolen Years. So that's our Irish metal section. We've still got some Irish rock to come in the form of Thin Lizzy next, so enjoy. Anyway, here we go with Primordial with The Coffin Ships and Stolen Years.
Thank you.
Manawatu 2 Metal, Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Manawatu 2 People's Radio.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
G'day and welcome to Metal 2 Metal, Metalheads Radio. Local, national and international news, interviews and the latest new releases brought to you by NPR, Metal 2 People's Radio. And as I alluded to earlier, it's Irish Day or St. Patrick's Day here in New Zealand. So we're going to be playing some Irish metal and rock. We've already played Primordial, so now we're going to play some Thin Lizzy. First off, we're going to be playing the track The Boys Are Back in Town and Whiskey in the Jar, both sort of the songs that made them pretty famous.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town.
Chick that used to dance a lot, every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot, I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said, blood will spill. And if the boys want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long, won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again,
the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Metal to People's Radio.
Chamber, but here I am in prison. Here I am with a
And the next two up from Thin Lizzy are Black Rose and Killer on the Loose.
In the realm of the black rose, play me their melodies, I want to know, so I can teach my children. This land, and how her sons died at her own hand, and how fools obey commands. Oh, tell me the legends of long ago, where the mountains of morn come down to the sea. Will she know? Come back to me. Ocean of the world, I hear you calling.
Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Metal to People's Radio. And just to make it a little bit more interesting, we're now going to have a cover from the mighty Anthrax and their version of the cowboy song.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. Starry night, campfire lights. The coyote call.
support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.
Welcome to Metal 2 Metal, Metalheads Radio. Local, national and international on Access Metal 2 999.
This is a heavy metal disclaimer.
This show may contain content which may offend someone out there. These are views reflected by the presenters and not that of the station. Feel free to contact us if you have any issues.
Okay, for this section we're going to be having a selection of stuff from Horror Story and then into some Dr. Monster. So, first off, we're going to have some Horror Story with Return of Planet X, Devil's Night, and Eyeball Black. Then we're going to finish it off with some stuff from, as I say, Dr. Monster, and we're going to have the tracks Recipe for Perfection, Taste the Blood, and A Night in Hell. This is, of course, New Zealand Metal Month, so this is our New Plymouth bands we're going to be playing. So without further ado, here's some Horror Story and Dr. Monster.
Let's go.